All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Pod people and inhabitants of the planet Earth, it is I, your new intro leader, Steve Budflap McGrew. What'd you think of the brand new opening, huh?
You want to be a cowboy, baby.
Little Kid Rock there to start off your Tuesday morning. Do you like the new opening? Let me know. I can always go back to the other one, doctor them up. But a friend of mine made that for me years ago. I used to open my stand-up show with it. I found it the other day going through some boxes, and I thought I'd give it a shot as the opening for the show. I kind of like it. Is it too long, though? Another friend of mine, a radio producer friend, said that the opening might be a little long, but what does he know? He's on a morning radio show. They have to keep everything short and tight. They think you're stupid. They think your attention span is about as long as a newborn's baby hair. Less talk, more music. Wank, wank. If I haven't told you guys, I really do appreciate you tuning in here and downloading and listening to the podcast. This is very important to me. I get up every morning, I look for stuff to talk about, and I want to share it with you. I want something that you want to come back and listen to. And I tweeted the other day how I've kind of found myself again. I let my soul get taken by radio and corporate radio and them telling me what was funny and what was not funny and what would offend you and what wouldn't offend you. You know what? If they could do stand-up, they'd be out doing stand-up and not just sucking the cock of some corporate record label saying, yo, you should play this. This is the next big hit. We know that that's not true. They don't play the great songs. They play the ones they're told to play. It's bullshit. You know it. I know it. And that's why so many people are turning to podcasts. Am I biting the hand that used to feed me? Maybe. But it's because they've turned to shit. It's like they just don't care what you think or what you want to hear. Give them this. Feed them this. They'll learn to like it. Well, a lot of us have not learned to like it, and we've turned away. So we're giving the finger. Here's the big middle finger to you, corporate radio. And until you're ready to give people what they really want, basically morning entertainment and not some lame ass reading The Buzz, because that's what you think everybody wants to hear. I get The Buzz on my phone. You know where that person got The Buzz from? Off the internet, where you could get the fucking buzz from. So, you know, give them some real entertainment. Do what you started out to, radio. Put a couple of really talented people in a room and turn them loose. That was their show. Remember? That was their show, not your corporate fucking thumb or hand up their ass, working their mouth and telling them what to say. You turned it to a piece of shit. Corporate radio is a ventriloquist that doesn't know what the fuck it's doing. Anyway, back to what I was going to say about feeling like I'd lost myself. And I did. I really feel like I lost myself. I didn't know. I was second-guessing myself. And what should I say? And what shouldn't I say? And then Twitter came along, and I started being, you know, a little more risque and funny like I used to be, a little edgier like I used to be. That's why I love Twitter. Find me at Steve McGrew or at Remasculate. But this is when I started to realize I wasn't being as funny on the radio. I let them tame me. I would become this fucking pony ride of an act that you just set a kid on me and I walked around for a couple hours and that was it. Well, and it dawned on me the other day when I was at a show. I was out doing stand-up and I wanted to go in a certain direction and I thought, no, I shouldn't do that. I might offend some of these people. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. But I knew that it wasn't who I used to be. It wasn't who the comic was that got me where I was in the beginning of the business. I would bust people's guts. I would make them roll out of the chairs laughing. And I decided to do that
the show after the one I second-guessed myself. So I'm in Torrington, Wyoming the other night, and I decided, I know I'm supposed to do this PG-13, and I will. I won't go too far, but I decided to talk about things that I freaking wanted to talk about. And you know what? They loved me! And that's when it dawned on me. Radio kills funny. They kill it. I want to be who I was. I want to dress like I used to. If I want to wear whatever I want to wear out in public, not worry about, well, that's not the corporate image we want to put out there. You know what? Suck my corporate image. I am my own corporation. I am me. I am the comic. I was who you hired years ago, and I'm going to claim that back. So fuck off. All right? And I'm not saying that I wouldn't do radio again. I would do radio again for the right people and the right amount of money. And if they let me do it the way I want to do it. I know right from wrong. I know when to say fuck and when not to say fuck. I did it for years. I've got 3 CMA awards and a Marconi award. That's more than most people have. That's more than the person you kept after you let me go, you piece of shit company. Anyway, they worked free. Yeah, you know what? That company likes people that work free. Most of the industry now likes people that work for free or cheap. Ask around. You run into some DJ you know. Ask them how the corporations are doing radio. They firing everybody that had talent and keeping no shit pieces of crap that came right out of school that think they know what they're doing but have no freaking idea. They're just playing with the corporate balls. That's all they're doing. Here, let me tickle your corporate balls, and you could let me keep my job, right? Tickle, 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 tickle. Oh, such saggy balls. All right, well, enough of that. That's the end of my monologue for today. Monologue. I like to call it my monologue. So let's jump. Speaking of balls, let's jump right into the main story. This is gonna break the hearts of a lot of people right here. The pornography trade has called a nationwide filming moratorium while performers are tested for syphilis. That's right. There's been an outbreak of sexually transmitted disease. Syphilis. One performer has tested positive, and the performer's sexual partners are being notified, according to the spokesperson for Free Speech Coalition. The voluntary temporary moratorium on production is expected to shutter a multi-billion-dollar industry. That's right, multi-billion-dollar, and nobody watches porn. Isn't that amazing? Nobody you know, well, no self-respectable person you know watches porn, right? Right, and it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. How does that happen? Anyway, they're saying that all the performers, more than 1,000, to be tested. Because the illness can be difficult to detect, the trade group's medical experts have ordered preventative shots of antibiotics for the performers. After they get the shots, the performers can go back to work within 10 days. So, oh, here's a little something if you don't know about syphilis, and you might want to turn this down or turn it away if you got kids. And if you got kids, why you listen to this? Anyway, syphilis is transmitted through direct contact with syphilis sores, which mainly occur on the external genitals, vagina, anus, or inside the rectum. A single shot of penicillin can cure a person who has had syphilis for less than a year, according to the CDC. So, there you go. The porn industry has sort of been shut down or is on hold while they fix this. So, you're going to have to watch some of your old favorites. Get out the VHS tapes. What? Porn on VHS? Yay. You know you got it. Don't act like you don't. Go to your sock drawer. Don't worry. Your wife has already found it. She just hadn't said anything yet. I found one of mine on VHS when I was moving stuff here in the basement. Or I should say the girlfriend had moved stuff in the basement. She set aside a little box with a, your stuff is over there. And I forgot I had a VHS tape of, I think the tape was called Talk Dirty to Me Part 3. And it had, what is her name? She did the Johnny Depp movies. She was so popular back in the 90s. Hold on, I gotta Google, bitches. I'm gonna hit pause. I'll be right back. And I'm back. It was Tracy Lords. Ah, see, some of you guys will go, oh, yeah, I remember her. And others will go, who? And then my girlfriend would go, oh my God, you're talking about this on your podcast? That's disgusting. And now she's saying, do you really think I sound like that? Would you pretend to be me? Why do you talk like that? Because, I don't know. I'm a comic and that's who I make girls sound. God, I don't know. Just, stop. But Tracy Lords, oh my. Everybody in the 90s thought she was the hottest thing that had ever pulled up panties. This girl, I mean, she's not as sexy as my girlfriend. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not just saying that because she listens, or she might be watching me on the Ustream live while I'm doing this right now. No, I'm just saying she was a very attractive woman who did some movies, and she tried to go legit. She did Crybaby with Johnny Depp and a couple other movies. And whatever happened to her? Does anybody ever know? Did she just disappear? I know she became actually real friends with another friend of mine, Bill Pentland, Roseanne Barr's ex-husband. His daughter became friends with Tracy Lords years ago. And I remember him telling me, no, I will not introduce you to. So that never did happen. But anyway, it all worked out for the best. I got a really cool girlfriend that makes me healthy dinners and is trying to keep me alive. And that's very important in a relationship, right? My feet are freezing. I should have put on some socks before I came down here to the studio.
Basement.
It's cold down here today. It was nice and chilly in Denver. I actually got up and started the fireplace, opened all the doors and windows so it didn't get too hot. But it was like in the 60s, so it felt great. I wonder why I went off on a tangent, told you about my god dang chili piggies. I should warm up with a cup of coffee. Now, speaking of coffee, did you know a daily latte, just a daily latte, can make you pile on 10 pounds in a year, warns experts. That's right. A milky drink has 4 times the calories of an ordinary cup. 4 times. You know, they're talking about the obesity epidemic, and part of it is that we're attracted to lattes because there's a lot of fat in the milk and that tastes good, but unless you're active, you're not going to burn it off. And if you go up a drink size, like, you know, you just have a small one, but if you go up to a latte, that is a ton of calories. Even the more, you know, the health conscious people, they don't even realize that what they're doing. You know, they avoid junk food, but then they'll have a vanilla latte or something, much like myself. This is why I found this article so interesting. I found this in a British newspaper. So they're saying that half of Britain is now classified as overweight or obese. And I think our numbers are just about as high here in America. And that's just, we're not even thinking about it. We're having these drinks. At one point, when I went up to over 200 pounds, I know that was the time period in my life when I was drinking 2 or 3 vanilla lattes a day. Do you know how many thousands of extra calories that was? So, you know, as these Starbucks keep popping up and other coffee shops keep growing in size and numbers, so is the weight and waistline of the American public. So, guys, I'm telling you, watch out for your coffee intake. You don't want to add a latte extra pounds. Yodelay. Really? You just did a pun? Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to go there. You know, it's a latte joke. I tell you who's making a latte of money. How about that? Apple is. Apple is now the richest firm ever. Electronics giant has now become the most valuable company ever. Shares of the iPhone maker rose to an all-time high of $663 in the U.S., meaning the company is now valued at, get this, $618 billion. That's almost as much as the porn industry. Yeah, nobody uses Apple. No respectable whatever. I'm sorry. That tops Microsoft's $618 billion value in 1999. Apple is now worth as much as the entire economic output of Switzerland. Its stock market value is almost enough to pay off Greece's entire external debt. and that was measured last year at $583 billion. Apple, you know, almost went broke a couple years ago, back in the 90s, and they were worth $100 billion just 3 years ago. So these guys have come along, turned things around, and taken a big bite of the electronics Apple. Another pun? Do it one more time, and I'm turning off the podcast. I'm telling you. Please don't. I promise I won't do it again. Okay? Stay with me. You guys keep hearing my chair creaking. I got to get a new chair. My microphone is picking up everything today. It's great. It sounds wonderful, but you're hearing this, aren't you? Yeah, sounds like your parents' old bed springs. I apologize. Ooh, bad memories. Ugh. All right, well, we all know that Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, I always wonder why he didn't change his name when he first started. Schwarzenegger. Because you looked at it and you couldn't pronounce it, but now you hear it so much you can pronounce Schwarzenegger. He's returned to the movie screen with The Expendables, and but now he's back in a starring role. It's called The Last Stand. It's a return to his old action movies. And you know it's going to get hectic when Arnold says the words, "It should be a quiet weekend." Right. And that's how the trailer for the new movie The Last Stand starts. The film stars Schwarzenegger as the sheriff of a small town who must use all his strength and firepower to stop a dangerous drug kingpin who is speeding through his small little town. It's been a while since we've seen Arnold in a lead film, and so it should be fun to watch him with all the guns and explosion and watch him beat up bad guys and shoot off the bad one-liners. Remember those ones like when he held, what was that movie where he held the guy over the cliff by one leg? "Remember when I said I would kill you last? I lied." You know, and he always did that kind of stuff. There's been a whole lot of excitement about his return to the leading man status. And you can check out the trailer. It's in HD over at Apple, so you can find it. Or you can Google Last Stand, The Last Stand. It's supposed to be out early 2013. It co-stars Forrest Whitaker, Johnny Knoxville, and it will open January 18th of 2013. So there you go, a little movie stuff for you. I'm a movie nut. What did we go see the other day that I really liked? Hope Springs. We went to see Hope Springs with Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep. Very funny. You laugh, you cry. No, you, and seriously, you do both. The people we went with, they liked it, but they said, well, it was a little slow. But I think they're more of an Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of blow things up, make things go fast kind of movie, where this is a character-driven film, and I've got to give it 4 podcasts. What? Is that how you're going to do movies? I don't know. Let's just say 4 podcasts. That means a lot. It means I liked it. Let's stay there. So Arnold is Bach. When he said, "I'll be Bach," he is. You know, Mudflap, you probably do one of the worst Arnold Schwarzeneggers I've ever heard in my life. And I will reply to that, yes, I know. I do.
I don't even know what I would do if I would sound like Arnold. What did Arnold sound like when he'd had sex with his maid? Did he say, "Get down"?
Insert yodel here. Okay, I will.
Yodeling.
Or wait, what about this? Do you like this better?
Aloha.
I could use that for the funny stuff. That could be my little drum roll. Since I love the tiki and the tiki power. The tiki power. I haven't even had my Hawaiian music on today. What? How am I getting along without the power of the tiki? Oh yeah, go fast and perky jerky. That's what's doing it today. All right, wait, hold on. Let's get freaky with the tiki for just a sec. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you got it. Tiki, getting freaky with the tiki. Wait, let's see what this one is. Hold on. Let's see. Let's try a different. Oh, no. Anyway, that didn't work. I had to bring you a little tiki. Let me hit my iPad here and see what else I can find. Oh, let's see. A little surf music. Not sure it's my kind of music. I like it though.
I met a man from the North Shore. His hair was black as the sand. He was the first of his kind. His soul he tried to find, and he held the ocean in his hand.
I'm not really sure she sings well.
Addicted to this thrill, she was a fabric of the swell. She tamed over 20 liquid lions.
Okay, I won't force you to listen any more of that. Yeah, I just flipping around stuff on the iPad there. There's a whole lot of junk under Aloha. Just put in Aloha, and there's stations and music and all kind of stuff like that. I really do want to find out what the laws are for music on here. I know I may get in trouble for that little piece of music, but I don't think so. I'm promoting whoever that was. If you got a Shazam, hold it up and go back and figure out who it was. I want to be able to play maybe a little bit of snippets, or maybe, you know, if I do an interview with somebody, I want to play a little bit of their song. I don't want to get in too much trouble, and I don't want to turn this into a music show at all, but sometimes you want to, you know, stir it up a little bit, make it a little different, add a little wasabi to your sashimi. And I don't know if this guy was on wasabi, sashimi, crack, or bath salts, but this is one freaky dude. Russell Neff is accused of breaking and entering into a home in Maryland, but it's what he allegedly did after he was inside that will likely give you willies for years to come. The officials say that Neff, 22, broke into the home on Wednesday and made himself comfortable by stripping down to his underwear. He went into the kitchen and cooked a chicken pot pie belonging to the homeowner. The homeowner told police he heard the suspect banging on the front door. He was trying to get inside, so he went upstairs and called 911. Now, the police say, we found the individual in question quite comfortable in the homeowner's leather chair, only in his underwear, licking on the remote control. That's right. That's the quote, licking on the remote control and waiting for a chicken pot pie he found in the freezer to be done in the microwave. Neff initially resisted arrest and was eventually taken into custody and charged with burglary, theft of a chicken pot pie, malicious destruction of property, and resisting an arrest. He's currently sitting in jail on $250,000 bond. Now, that's a lot of money just for licking a remote, don't you think? And how much is a chicken pot pie at Walmart? Like $1.39, if that? Come on. Now, I know the guy broke in, but you know, he needed a remote. Sometimes when you gotta lick a remote, you gotta do whatever you gotta do. Licking a freaking remote. What is wrong with people? And why am I even trying to semi-justify this? The dude was in his underwear licking a remote control. Could you ever touch that remote again? Could you ever have that remote in your hand that a stranger, probably on crack or bath salts, picked up and licked your remote? You can't even hit your favorites button anymore. It's got crack saliva on it. And he sat down in the guy's favorite leather recliner. Yeah, his butt was on your leather. You're going to sit down and have, like, crack addict butt crack juice on you next time you sit down. I'd have to get rid of the chair and the remote. This guy just caused a trip to Big Lots. That's what he did. I'd make you buy me a new chair and remote, too. If I was the judge, that's it. You were sentenced to 2 years in jail and a new leather recliner and a remote from Big Lots. Next case. Speaking of cases, is anybody else over watching Law & Order reruns? I loved them for a long time, and now when I watch them, they just, especially if you watch them back to back, you're kind of like, it's the same show. It's another one. It's the exact same show. Look, somebody caused a crime. The cops found them. Now they're going to send them to trial. But, oh, look, they got off on a technicality. But wait, we found another way to get them. We got them. Take them to court. Hey, look, we found them guilty. Let's walk out of here and talk about what a great job we did. Next episode. Hey, look, we found a body. What are we going to do? We're going to have to find out who did it. Look, they sent us down the wrong path, but we still figured out who did it. Take them to court. They got off on a loophole. Yeah, I think you figured it out, right? It's gotten the... Can you watch the reruns? Are you done? And here's something else that bothers me. I know it's an acting thing, but why can't anybody just stop and talk to the cops? You know, if a cop came to talk to me about a murder, I wouldn't continue to unload fish. I would feel like I owe the cops respect enough to stand there and answer their questions. You see, they go to somebody's house, and they're like still like dusting a chandelier. Like, come on in, but I can't stop dusting this chandelier long enough to talk to you about no murder. That's always bothered me, but I guess on TV they got to keep the action moving. But if I was a cop in real life, and you were just standing there dusting your chandelier, I'd shoot that fucking duster out of your hand. I said, stop, pay attention, and answer my damn questions. You shot my goddamn duster out of my hand. That's bullshit. I am dusting. It's very important. My job is a duster, and your job is a cop. So why can't we just work together at the same time? You solve crimes, and I'll solve dust problems. Man, this is ridiculous.
Tell you what's getting ridiculous is me trying to make a duster reference and a cop thing there. But
all right, let's see. Before I get out of here today, there was something that I definitely wanted to talk about. We lost a comedy great yesterday. Phyllis Diller died at the age of 95. I never got to meet Phyllis, but I was always a fan. Loved her movies, loved the jokes. She proved that women can be funny. She broke the glass ceiling for a lot of women. And it's really sad that we've lost her. But, you know, I love this, that they said she died, you know, that she died in her sleep. And that she didn't die of anything in particular. Well, I think if you're 95, you pretty much died of something in particular. It's called fucking old. Yeah. So she did a good life. But here's what got me thinking about the whole thing, is Rosie O'Donnell. Big old heifer-like, mad at the world, hates everybody, wish every man on the planet would die, Rosie O'Donnell. She had a heart attack, and Phyllis Diller died. How the fuck does that happen? That means there's no justice in the world right there. Rosie O'Donnell suffers what they called a widowmaker heart attack, but Phyllis Diller died. Huh. Oh, well, we still got Rosie O'Donnell for a while. Remember when people used to think that Rosie O'Donnell was funny? Oh, people are so weird. Rosie O'Donnell was about as funny as a legless man on a tightrope. Okay, no, that's not a good metaphor, because actually I'd like to see if he could do that. I might even pay to watch that. Come watch the legless man walk on a tightrope. Oh, he's doing it on his hands. Freaking genius. It's been a blast today with you. I hope you had fun. Share the podcast with your friends, guys. I do appreciate you tuning in, downloading and listening, or however you do this. You know, we're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. It's easy to get to. You know, turn people on to podcasts. A lot of people don't even know how podcasts work. They hear the word, and you know, they go, yeah, yeah. But, you know, they don't know how it works or what it does. Help a friend out. Play a podcast for a friend. Show them how to do it. Get them hooked on Remasculate. And get them hooked on our sponsors' products. Perky Jerky, the action-packed snack. I've had a lot of people writing me and telling me that they are totally addicted to Perky Jerky now. And I love that, because I eat it almost every morning. And Pop Chips. The guys at Pop Chips that were so helpful for us to get us started here on Remasculate, they gave us product to give away. And we had the contest last week, and congratulations to all of our winners. We do appreciate you listening and getting a hold of Pop Chips, and I hope you're loving the product. If you are, get back to us on it.
Here's how you get a hold of us. Mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. You can always write Miss Thang, our news lady, who will be back. She's been busy the past couple days, but she'll be back tomorrow. You can always get a hold of her at pinkbarb27 on Twitter and pinkbarb27@yahoo.com. You can find, we got the new Remasculate webpage coming up too. It's R, you got to do it this way, re-masculate.com, because that's the only way we could get the name. Check that out. It's being built right now, so it's not totally working properly, but it's there. So check it out and let us know what you think. Oh, what else can I tell you before I get out of here? Oh, yeah. God bless America, and go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the Mudflap House, Flapping and Poo, and they're underwear, Thing reads the news, and Poo licks herself, and Flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and Stooges 3, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind